All right, so let's talk briefly about selling coaching and consulting on stage. So there's really two ways to sell coaching and consulting. First is with a close, and second is without a close. So first, selling without a close. This is to be used in events where the only focus is on delivering content and no pitching is allowed. So some events do not allow pitching. In other cases, selling with a close is in events where you're allowed to pitch to your audience. So the process is detailed in this presentation outline. So let's take a deeper look at the first approach without a close. So the strategy in selling without a close is to subtly sell throughout your talks by indicating that you're willing or able to take on clients and help them get results. So one way to subtly sell your products is by saying, now, one of the things I do with my private coaching and consulting clients is you and I sit down and we build, and then you kind of go into your thing. You do it 4 to 5 times throughout your talk to plant the idea in the mind of your audience. And don't ever say something like, if you become a coaching client, we would do so-and-so. It's a conditional statement which will make the mind decide yes or no in that instance. So you give examples of what happens in the process, but you don't say, if you decide. Don't say something like that. When you talk about your private clients, your audience will imagine you helping someone else, and the mental picture is far more persuasive. After your talk, you can say, if you have any questions, just ask me in the back. I'm more than happy to help. That's the call to action at an event where you can't sell outright. This approach will ensure people come up to you after you talk to inquire about your coaching and consulting, which is when you can get their contact details to eventually close them, just not at the event. A clever approach to slip in your subtle pitch is by using the phrase, oh, by the way. So what you can say during your talk are, here are the 10 steps you need to be doing. Oh, by the way, I know this is that I'm going fast because the time is short. If you feel you require a bit more guidance, I'm happy to jump on a 15 to 30 minute call with you on the weekend, look into your business, and give you some tips. It's not a sales call, but an opportunity to get my help. If that sounds great, just write down your contact details on a piece of paper or give me your business card after we talk. You can apply the same oh, by the way technique when you close people after your talk and get their contact details. In the actual call, you can provide the promised help, and invariably people will ask about the coaching and consulting. If somebody doesn't ask about the program in that call, which almost never happens, by the way, you don't have to bring it up. Okay, so let's take a deeper look at the second approach with a close. Commonly encountered challenges include coaching and consulting typically will have a higher investment fee rather than a product and service. Moreover, you cannot offer a guarantee on coaching and consulting as you can't guarantee your client taking action and getting results. You just can't guarantee that. So how to sell coaching and consulting from the stage. Take more time to close, 25 minutes as opposed to 15 minutes. They need more time to actually hear why this is a great investment for their business. Spend more time breaking down what they can get in your program, add in more stories, do more case studies, add a new call to action segment. And let's actually take a look at the call to action now. So acknowledge your program as a serious investment decision, announce very limited spots, give your audience the freedom to talk to their spouse or partner before committing, and ask them to include you in the conversation so that you can help them decide if the program is for them or not. Tell them that you will keep the discounted price till the end of the event, at which point they have the decision to either do it or risk missing out on the deal. So put a lot of power in their hands, because most people as they go to events are worried they're going to be sold and worried they're going to have all of their, you know, everything on the line, and that you're going to remove the power from them. But if you give them all the power, it just changes the entire dynamic and really changes the way they view you.